Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's your host, Sam Crowley, on a June 13th, 2017. In 7 days, the longest day of the year, and then they all get shorter. Man, I judge the entire year by June 21st and December 21st. June 22nd, I start to get a little sad because I know the days are going to get a little, not a lot, but just a little bit shorter, like 1 minute later on the sunrise, 1 minute earlier on the sunset. And it goes that way until about the first week of November, and then the big kapow happens where we turn the clocks back an hour, and all of a sudden it was getting dark at 6, and now it's getting dark at 5. And where did time go? I don't know. And then it sits pretty hard on the mind that, uh-oh, I let the entire year go by. A metaphor might be something like this. I let the sun set on my greatest possible, keyword possible, year yet. I let the sun set, meaning, you know, December 21st, especially where I'm come from, Bradford, PA, and that whole Buffalo, New York area, I mean, the sun comes up for like lunchtime. If it even comes up at all, it's like dark. Isn't those of you that live in Alaska, or if you've been to Alaska, it's called, is that Land of the Midnight Sun or is that Japan? Oh, no, I got into a geography lesson and I don't know. But I know in Alaska that the sun never goes down on June 21st or somewhere along. That much I know. Now, whether it's called Land of the Midnight Sun, I could easily Google it, edit this podcast, strip the audio out, and not make myself look like such a doofus, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave it in there and let you tweet me, Land of the Midnight Sun. But Alaska, the sun's up forever. It never goes down. Friends of mine that have lived there said, hey, it could be 3 a.m, still light out. Conversely, in December, always dark. Why say, hey, what I plug into? Is this a business podcast, personal development, inspiration, or am I going to learn about the Weather Channel? No. Don't let the sun set on your greatest year. Do not let it become November and you're looking back and say, what did I do? So how do we avoid doing that? How do we extend? How do we keep the daylight shining on our lives? How do we keep the sun rising on our dreams? You do this. You learn a little bit. You learn a little bit about yourself, and then you learn a little bit about what you want to do. You learn. So the sun rising would be learning a little bit about yourself, and then the sunset would be a little bit about where you want to go tomorrow. Example, this isn't even a business example. This probably could not be furthest from a business example, but I want you to use this as an analogy, okay? That's all it is an analogy. We downsized our home, and let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we have upsized the quality of our life. We got the in-ground pool with the acre of land in the backyard, this 1840 farmhouse we live in now. My wife, every day, she's never said this. Every day she says it now for the past 8 weeks, and she's never said it one time. I love my house. I love it. It's my dream home. Imagine having your spouse say that. What do they say? Happy wife. What's the next thing, guys? Happy wife, happy life. Okay, my wife has never been happier. So kudos to me. Okay, I'll take the credit for that. I'm just going to take it. Okay, I don't deserve it. I'm just going to take it. But we have an in-ground pool, and with an in-ground pool comes what I didn't realize to be a lot of work. And when I say a lot of work, I mean test strips go in the water every day, and we measure the pH balance and the alkaline and the hardness of the water and the chlorine. There's oh God, what's it called? Free chlorine and regular chlorine. You pool owners know where I'm going with this. People that don't own the pool are like, dude, get to the point. Here's my point. Here's my point. Here's my point. You need to learn this stuff. There's a whole chemical reaction going on with water. And then there's the filter, and you got to clean the filter, and you got to skim the pool and all these things. And living in a farmhouse, it ain't like we're in Delray Beach, Florida or something in a condominium. We got bugs in our pool that are the size of my shoes, all right, showing up. I got to skim these things. I'm like, but I went. What did I do? Didn't panic. Not about the bugs. I still panic. And don't get me started about the snake we found on our cellar steps. Don't even get me started about the snake we found on our cellar steps. Homie, don't touch snakes. I'm going to get back to the point, though. I went on YouTube, just like I tell all my clients, like I tell you to do, like I tell everybody in the Everyday Saturday community to do. Oh, by the way, are you a member? You don't even have to be a member. There's no charge. It's free. Did you join our Everyday Saturday group? Are you in there getting the inspiration? This past weekend was lit. Can you tell I got teenagers? This past weekend was lit. Everybody posting photos from the live event, video testimonials. You got to get inside of that community and get you some of that inspiration. Just go to Facebook, search for our group. Every day is Saturday. Get inside there. Ask to join. You'll be approved. It's a rubber stamp thing. Get in there and get inspired. But I started watching YouTube videos on how to take care of a pool. That's how I bought the Creepy Crawly. By the way, in grade school, everybody called me Creepy Crawly, and I had no idea why. Now I know why. I own a pool. I'll be 49 years old in a couple of weeks. And finally, 40 years later, I never even heard of a Creepy Crawly. But this is the thing. It's an automatic vacuum that crawls your pool and sucks the dirt and leaves and everything off the bottom and the sides of the pool. Let me tell you something. It's the best $300 I ever spent in my entire life. So I take that as a compliment. Everybody at St. Bernard's and Bradford High that called me Creepy Crawly, thank you very much. I received that compliment. And then I learned about chemical. My pool was cloudy. So I had to, I'm like, oh my God, we got a pool party tomorrow. All these teenage kids are going to be here. And my pool's cloudy. I got the dunce cap on the head. Oh, hello, Mr. Johnson. Thanks for dropping your kids off. You like my pool? They're going to be swimming and you can't even see the bottom. When they go play, you know, throw the coin on the bottom of the pool, you better hope there's nothing down there. Meeting them, you know, who knows what I can't see the bottom. So research about how to clear a cloudy pool. I ended up getting this chemical, a little blue liquid. It looked like laundry detergent, poured it in the deep end, a third of a cup, poof, cleaned it right up. Wouldn't you know, I'm Johnny pH balanced now. I can get the pH tighter than a drum, man, within a millimeter where it needs to be. That's not even how you measure it, but let me just go. I'm on a roll. Let me just keep talking. It's actually parts per million. But let me just keep talking, okay? Go with me on this one. I learned how to treat my pool. Now it's cleaner than a whistle, okay? It looks like a Marriott pool in the heart of Boca Raton, another Florida reference. Why? Because a little YouTube watching. Now, I wouldn't say a little. I got kind of fanatical about it. But you know what else I got fanatical about when I was stuck in the corporate slave camp? I got fanatical about learning how to market my brand. I got fanatical about learning how to make money online. I got fanatical about how to become a speaker. I got fanatical about how to podcast. I got fanatical about how to do videos. I was self-taught. I'm not saying, oh, how great I am. No. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about you. I'm saying that whatever it is you want to do, when the sun comes up, work on you. Get into the word, man. Work on yourself. Get on Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Jim Rohn, Page, whoever your mentor is, soak that wisdom up. Get on Twitter, follow your favorite thought leaders. That's what I do. I get up, I got Bible verses coming at me on Twitter, I got Joel Osteen coming at me on Twitter, I got Bob Proctor coming at me on Twitter, I got business people like Mark Cuban coming at me on Twitter, I got Gary Vaynerchuk coming at me, Tim Ferriss. These are people I follow on Twitter. I don't follow people to learn about, hey, I had a hot dog last night at the ball game. I don't care if you had a hot dog. I think it's great. You like hot dogs? I like hot dogs. Hot dogs are great. I don't need to see that on Twitter. I want to be inspired, I want to be motivated, and I want to learn. That's what I do. I follow thought leaders on Twitter so I can learn. So when I wake up, that's what I learn. And before I lie my head down, I learned a little bit about business as well. I move my business forward. You're going to see a ton more of content from me. You're going to see that community on Facebook, the Everyday is Saturday community. Did you join yet in the last 3 minutes? Okay, can you please get in there so we can support you in your dream? I know everybody in your family thinks you're crazy. I know all your friends think that you've lost your mind. okay? I know what that's like because I was there too, but can I tell you, we have a group of hundreds and soon to be thousands of people waiting to support you and your dream. Go to Facebook, join our Every Day is Saturday community, and before the sun sets tonight, make sure you move your business forward a little bit. Just like I learned about how to treat the pool, you learn how to treat you, and you learn how to treat your business. You get on YouTube, you get on Facebook, you get on Twitter, search Google, Yahoo, Bing. Go on an endless search. You remember the last time you lost your car keys? What'd you do? Oh, can't drive, left. No, you didn't do that. You searched for those car keys until you found them because you knew you weren't going anywhere. Have you ever lost your car keys? What happens? Do you say, well, we'll find them tomorrow. I don't know where they are, but we'll find the car keys tomorrow. No. You're like, I got to find these keys. Where are they? Oh, my God, where did I leave my keys? What do you start doing? You start backtracking. Where did I leave them? You search. When was the last time you searched that hard for your Saturday, for your very own Saturday? When was the last time you went on a search like that? It's exactly what you need to do right now. I'm not going to stand in your way of doing it. The only person who can stop you from doing it is the person that you see in the mirror. Don't let that person sabotage your success. You're better than that. You're amazing. You know the sun ain't setting on your dream this year. No. Not today, not tonight, not next week, not next month, not next time. No. And you go have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.